Hey there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, A Solitary Voice, was written by Tim Gustafson. After the Paris Peace Conference that concluded World War I, French Marshal Ferdinand Foch bitterly observed, "This is not peace, it is an armistice for 20 years." Foch's view contradicted the popular opinion that the horrifying conflict would be the war to end all wars. 20 years and 2 months later, World War II erupted. Foch was right. In 2 Chronicles, Micaiah, the lone true prophet of God present at the time, consistently prophesied dire military results for Israel. In contrast, 400 of King Ahab's false prophets foretold victory. Look, the other prophets, without exception, are predicting success for the king, a court official told Micaiah. Let your word agree with theirs, and speak favorably. Micaiah responded, I can tell him only what my God says. He prophesied how Israel would be scattered on the hills like sheep without a shepherd. Micaiah was right. The Arameans killed Ahab and his army fled. Like Micaiah, we who follow Jesus share a message that contradicts popular opinion. Jesus said in John 14, No one comes to the Father except through me. Many don't like that message because it seems harshly narrow, too exclusive, people say. Yet, Christ brings a comforting message that's inclusive. He welcomes everyone who turns to Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verses 9 through 16. Dressed in their royal robes, the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, were sitting on their thrones at the threshing floor by the entrance of the gate of Samaria, with all the prophets prophesying before them. Now Zedekiah, son of Kenaanah, had made iron horns, and he declared, This is what the Lord says, With these you will gore the Arameans until they are destroyed. All the other prophets were prophesying the same thing. Attack Ramoth-Gilead and be victorious, they said, for the Lord will give it into the king's hand. The messenger, who had gone to summon Micaiah, said to him, Look, the other prophets, without exception, are predicting success for the king. Let your word agree with theirs and speak favorably. But Micaiah said, As surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what my God says. When he arrived, the king asked him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I not? Attack and be victorious, he answered, for they will be given into your hand. The king said to him, How many times must I make you swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? Then Micaiah answered, I saw all Israel scattered on the hills like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, These people have no master. Let each one go home in peace. Let's pray. Father, please give us wisdom to discern your truth and the courage to stand firm in the face of opposition. Help us to trust you as you guide us each and every day. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.